Wait, I put lampers. I can't do it much now. I have to put lampers. Okay, everybody say, oh. Right. And a quick summary of what we learnt last week. What we learnt last week was the shadow of a broken toilet. Like, very interesting. Very busy with this, actually. So we... A broken toilet, that's what we did last week. It was the third year. Yeah, that was last week, a broken toilet. So I said, what do we say about a broken toilet? We said, a few issues over here. First of all, the first shadow is the mosh, let's say the seat. The seat broken. See, Moshi, all the best, Kalsov. If the seat breaks, so the marshal to put it, first of all, when the seat breaks, that seat now becomes moksa. Because it's over to go back there. It's called like stelsis abayas, which break. There's something which of the a door which comes off the moshal hinge on
the
Shabbos.
The door you can't use, the seat you can use without putting it.
First of all, the door you could lean against the doorway as well, yeah? But it's awesome because it's not, you're not going to do it like that, so the chur that remains awesome to use. What?
We have a broken toilet seat.
Well, if it's been like that for a week, then it's already miyuchad, and that's for using. What do you mean a broken toilet? What's broken it? Is it move on and off?
Oh, no. The ring broke.
There?
You mean off the hinge, you mean?
Yeah. What are you talking about? There's a lid.
No, the ring's left behind.
The rings?
The seat.
But you can still sit down on it. Yeah, I'm talking when it's come off. It's broken off the screw, let's say, yeah? So then there's a gzeira drabon, or you might come and fix it. So the mice is moksha. So now the shayla is, as we spoke about last time, is that shayla kol habris? That was a big argument over here. Some people claim you can still sit down without a toilet seat. So it's that's a bit of a question.
There's no choice.
What? I'm saying, you've got no choice, you've got no choice. And that's how I asked what Rob last week. He said to me, the mice, he thinks it has got a hetter kol habris. So first we have to know this. We've got a lot of toilets. And I'll tell you, I haven't got this hetter, yeah? It's only got no other toilet available. So that's another thing. Yeah, if it's covered up reason, you've got a hetero. If you haven't got covered up reason, you've got a problem. It could be a shadow of muksa. If you used it like this during the week, like this, the mosh, let's say you used it during the week, broken Wednesday, and you've been using it like this already, that's already yichud. That's already okay. That's not from a muksa attack. Yeah. To put it back into the hinge, even loosely, is a very serious problem. Because we're cautious that you might come and fix it properly. So even to put it on loosely is also a drop on to do. That's what we said. The next one we said was about a chain which doesn't flush properly. Yeah, let's say it's cut out of the hole, so it's loose.
So
does
it just put it back in?
No, you can't put it back in, my friend. Because that's...
I'm saying, if no one can fix it...
Yeah, normally what you do is fix it, see? Yeah, you put the bolts back in and you tighten it. How would you put it back in?
There's a stick in the hole.
Like a clip, it clips in.
Not clips.
Yeah, it's also hard to do. Yeah, it's also, why you do that? Yeah, you mustn't do that. It's Muhammad Akaki, you mustn't do that on Shabbos. Yeah, it's interesting. That's number one. Number two is the chain doesn't flush properly. This is interesting. I must say I was next to a Rob this week, actually. I just asked about this. And I'm not sure, what would you say about lifting up the lid of the toilet? Is that a problem? So, the chayra, the first thing you think about is the chayra that's mutter. What? It's made. The first thing is, I must say, there's two lids on a toilet, yeah? First, you've got the one that screws on. That's zecher not meant to be undone, really, unless something goes wrong. Even the other one, really, it's not meant to be undone, unless you've got a thing where you put the colouring thing in, where it's only meant to come off, on and off. But normally, you don't take the lid off unless something goes wrong with it. It's only meant to close. It's meant to stay closed, normally, yeah? That's normally how it is. So, here's an interesting point. Is there a problem to take off this lid? So the Arik Hashav we saw last week already, he's matter it. For some reason, he says it's okay. And I'm not sure, he still has it to a case of a Kisri Kaili. That's a Chiddush, and I said, I asked another Rav told me he holds a Shabbat Mishnah, it's a dry to take it off, actually. It's a Shabbat B'chum B'l'Karaka. And to take it off is a serious problem for B'chum B'l'Karaka. It's Soysa. So, which is a serious problem. That's the thing one has to be careful about. That's number one. And then, we also said over here, it's also interesting, about what do you call it? Then we spoke about the mosh if it's blocked. So this was arranged. I'm going to throw a whole parsha now, but this is an interesting shayla about a blocked sink and a blocked toilet. Can you use a plunger? So I just thought after my speaking, this is what they use. This is better than a plunger. This is more sophisticated than a plunger. I don't know what it's called. It's called a spiral. I don't know what it's called.
A drain cleaner.
Yeah, something like that. Oh, it's done it very well. This doesn't want me to use it, obviously. I'm not going to open the whole thing over here. But what happens is this comes out, and you poke this through the...
Unblocks.
It unblocks the toilet, yeah? It unblocks the base of kissing or whatever. Done a very good job here. One more. Whew. So what happens is normally you put this down, what you call it, you put it, I'm obviously the rest of it, thanks a lot. You put this underneath into the toilet, you turn it round and round, and this should get rid of the blockage. That's what's supposed to happen. Yeah? So that, lechayre, we said is problematic to do, because this is a keli umen, this is a specialized keli, apparently it's not so good for this. He's machmir there in the Orech HaShabbos. But the other thing, the plunger itself, that was a big shaila about using a plunger in a basic kisei. That was a big question. Is it considered by the same case of the Shulchan Aruch where you've got leaves stuck in a gutter? Where there we said it's a problem to you do on Shabbos. So that's something we want to be mechal, where we ended off last time, that some people make a distinction between a toilet and the sink. A toilet, normally, the blockage comes in one go. It's what happens is, it's not an accumulation of dirt. What happens is, it's one, someone stuffed a whole box of tissues, for example, into the toilet. So it's a one-off thing that's been stuck in there. That's not called part of the pipe. Therefore, to unblock that is not a problem of boiling. You're not widening a pipe. That's not called widening a pipe because it's never part of the pipe. Mash Aiken, a sink where it accumulates the dirt in the sink, that is more a problem to, what do you call it, to undo that. I must say, last week, someone at the end of the shiur asked the marshal that they had a case of where a ring fell down a sink on Shabbos. In a U-bent. So they panicked. What they did was they undid the U-bent to get the what do you call it, What? That's Mamish Toysa. That's Mamish Toysa to undo it. Toysa, I'm not limitless. You want to undo it to put it back. But today I got a text. I don't know if it was a joke. Someone said to me, do I know anyone, am I aware of someone who's lost a ring? They found a ring in the water thing somewhere. Do I know anyone who's lost a ring in a water tap somewhere like that? So it does happen sometimes. That is the problem. So we made a chilek maybe between a sink and a toilet to unblock it. So the chilek, if one's got another toilet, we said this is what we came out with last time. The best thing to do is not to unblock the toilet if one can in Shabbos. If there's no other toilet in the house, a toilet is more lenient than a sink. So ideally one should get a non-Jew to do it if one can. If one can't, then there's more mockum to be lenient with a toilet than with a sink. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, it could also be. If it's often getting blocked, then it's in the cube, it's just a sudden thing. That's also better, maybe. It could be that's normal Derek Tashmisha as well. It could be it's normal. Possibly it's better. Possibly.
The
plunger
is okay.
The plunger is alright. It's not called a Kaylee Oman, it looks like. It's not called a professional Kaylee. Anyone can do it, it seems. It's not a professional job. This is more fresh. I don't know why it's interesting. I don't know why exactly. That's what they say. I must say, I was always wondering about this. You know, you can get some stuff to pour down, to clear up the rubbish.
Unblock it.
So here on this, the Orech HaShabbos is Machmir, actually. Let's just go and find it. It burns it out. That he doesn't allow. Oh, where is it? Peches, if Lamed Aleph. Let's have a look here. I found this last time, now I can't find it. Peches. See if Lamed Aleph. Oh, it moves to the aura here. The aura at the bottom, I think it was. Ima Choyma, oh, so he says over here at the end. See what the problem is. To use like a caustic soda or whatever, which dissolves the blockage. I mean, it never seems to work with me, this, but it seems like, I don't know if it ever works. I don't know if we're successful with this. But I might say, let's say it does. He says to use that, he says, and even though he says, if it dissolves the grease, does it help? He says, interesting, he said, if it dissolves the grease or whatever, it could be a strand of moilid. You're changing from a solid to a liquid, which is not so ideal. Even though the Eitzat Tzorek wants allowed to do it, I'm not so sure what he's so worried about. Right, sir? He's not so happy with that, with the, what do you call it? Okay, let's move on to today's thing. This is another interesting one of mine. I don't know, we haven't got it here. Sometimes you find in places, the Moshul, where they've got towels, they've got like a little rod, and the towel sits on the rod, and it goes round and round, and when you want to change it, it gets wet. You got it? Outside here. Oh, so can you do that on Shabbos? Can you change
it's
that?
It's a towel. It's not a
roller
towel.
A roller towel. Yeah. It's a roller towel. Yeah, like a roller towel. It's the same idea. Are you allowed to change?
You take off and on the whole time.
You take off on Shabbos. Oh, so I would thought it's not really called part of the binyan. It's not made to be part of the binyan. It's made to come on and off the whole time. Yeah. So that I would have thought the chora is okay. Might say the Orech HaShabbos. He's also interesting. What he says. He's Achmer. He says Siv Yutes. He says over here, Motsu Mokam Tziburi Moit to Australia, it looks like a gambus. You put towels on it, that's a common thing. Near it, in Moit Zemuvroga Makoma, if it's stuck onto its place, like with a little, like a screw thing, then you shouldn't open up, he says. How's it stuck on? Just mummage lifts off. Oh, that's alright, yeah. Oh, that's mummage okay, yes. That's mummage okay. So it just slides through. That is Mati. If it goes with a screw, any times it could be a problem. Even then, I'm not sure why it's not part of it. I would have thought it's still not part of it. It's only meant to come open and close the whole time. And others are matter. The moshe, who had them with these toilet holders sometimes you get the moshe, some ones on a roll anyway, you can't use on Shabbos. But the moshe, you've got the ones with the tissues that come out. So the moshe, let's say it empties out on Shabbos. You want to refill it. That again, the chayr, it's oimed to be open to close the whole time. It's not made to be part of the binyan. That the chayr should be no problem whatsoever to put on. Yeah? So one could fill up there, put new toilet paper inside. The chayr, that's mutter to do. Put a new tissue box inside there. That chayr is mutter to do. They speak about all of these attachments are meant to be temporary. And let's say, for example, sometimes you can have a swing, an indoor swing for a child. That means you hang it on, you put two hooks on the frame, and that's there the whole time, and then you hang a little swing, and a little baby goes in and it swings backwards and forwards or whatever. That is also okay. That's not meant to be part of the building. It's clear that's not meant to be part of the building. It says over here, Nidna Hashem Derech HaHatkol HaMashka Pesach V'Regin Naporka Achaz Kamashos. You don't undo it, you leave it for a bit of time. The mice don't forget, it blocks the whole doorway. So you let a child swing on it nicely for a bit of time, then you take him off, and then you take the swing off. That, he says, is also okay to do. That's also poshut. In the sink itself, so you can have what's it called, like a sink strainer. The moshel, you want to put your Rice Krispies. You finish your cereal in the morning, so you've got Rice Krispies there. So you pour the Rice Krispies, the plate, down the sink. You've got the milk and the Rice Krispies. All the milk goes through the holes in that little strainer, and the Rice Krispies take out the dustbin. Can you do that on Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai? What about Boira? Is that from a Boira?
No.
You do want both. Both of them are psoilis, so he said there's no problem. You don't want any of them there, yeah? Both of them are psoilis. It's all rubbish. There's no problem doing Boira. Is there a problem to lift that sink straight out? Is that a problem of soisa undoing what's around the sink?
Again,
it's not meant to be part of it. Everyone holds that's not meant to be part of it. Even, I must... What? It's always emptying out. It's not meant to be part of the sink. No one has meant to be part of the sink. Who I didn't? The rubber stopper you put in. What, you want to fill up a sink? Yeah, you want to fill it out, so you put a rubber stopper inside. That's the chayr also okay. Even in the mikveh, actually, I must say, it's also interesting. Sometimes you can have a mikveh, you can have a rubber stopper. Now, what they don't want, very often the mikveh is designed in a way that what you tovel in is pure, nice water. Next to it is a boir, which has got rainwater. And in order to make the water kosher, what they do is there's a stopper there, a rubber blocker, which when they fill up new water from a tap into the mikveh you're going into, to make it kosher, they undo the stopper, they make the waters touch a shocker, and then block it again, and you go and toilet in a nice kosher mikveh. Is there a problem undoing that stopper on Shabbos?
Again, it's not meant to be turned.
Correct. Is there still a problem? Now, this is an interesting question over here, this actually. Very good. That's a question. I'm not sure about that. I think they say it's okay. I think that's fine. I'm not sure why. That's an interesting point. I see you mash a mikveh over here, yeah? That means you had rainwater inside this big container, which is not kosher, it's a mikveh. And now, by you undoing the stopper, you make them touch each other, you make the mikveh kosher. So I can't remember. I think it was mutter. I don't know why. I can't think why it's mutter, because the chayr is a proper tikkun.
The mitzvah, you're not doing anything about it. I mean, it's the same.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. Okay. It's a kosher mikveh. It's like taking trumah on Shabbos. You might take trumah on Shabbos, yeah? So I don't know. The mice, I think it's wrong. I'm not sure why. You know what I'm saying? It's an interesting point that's over here. You made the mikveh a kosher mikveh. Before, it was not kosher, this mikveh. You couldn't tone it, unless maybe a bit of the end you could tone it. It's a man's mikveh. You could tone it on a man's mikveh.
It's not kosher. You can
tone
it, it's not kosher mikveh.
I don't know. Yeah, it's an interesting point. Okay, that's the thing of rubber stoppers. What else is there? Actually, usually repair. Strain all the stuff. Then you've got also safety gates. All these things as well, like safety gates.
It's different than Shabbos and Maisa.
What?
I think what is
yeah, why?
Shabbos and Maisa, you can't do anything with that fruit. That fruit, say you've got an orange there, you can't eat the orange, you're not taking trouble. Mamas, you can't do a thing with it. A mikveh of water, you can go in and you can bath yourself, you bathe in it, you do a little thing, it's very good, but it's got a lot of value, but the fact that you're doing it, that puts yourself great for shopping, you know. I think it's not interesting.
Yeah, I hear it says, it's like eating with a mikveh, I don't know what to do with this mikveh, it's like a... Do they do on a show with these... I wonder if they do on a mikveh with it, if they open a stopper, I wonder if they do it. We're just speaking now about the mikveh, very interesting, with a stopper. Yeah. What happens normally in a mikveh, let's say you put the tap on, nice clean water, and then,
if you've got to take the
stopper, then you take the stopper out and connect the two waters, yeah?
You
do that on Shabbos? So we're just saying, so there's no binyan astira. But why is it not being making it kosher? You made the mikveh kosher now. You've been machsher a mikveh. I think it's mutter. I don't know why.
Because it's
I think she's a point. Your maestro, you made the mikvah. You're saying the water is still kosher. I think it's mutter. Yeah, there's not much you could do with it. Yeah, but it's not much use to you. You're making it much better. It's true, but you're making it much better now. You made a much better thing. You made a proper tikkun. Before, you couldn't tell me, now you can. What? Oh, so I'm saying men might be better. Could be a man's mikvah is better. Could be, maybe. Safety gates. These things as well, a safety gate for children, to stop children running down the stairs or going up the stairs. That's also, it's clear it's a temporary thing. That's only meant to be a temporary thing. It's not meant to be a permanent attachment to that. No one looks at that as now an attachment to the wall. And therefore, that's mutter to do on Shabbos, even though you've got different bolts and everything there in the Marshall. That's mutter to do. All these safety gates are mutter to do on Shabbos. That's not called part of the binyan. That's also mutter. You haven't really got that. Yes, no, maybe if it's not, if it's mummy's apart and you have to put them together again, maybe that's a problem on the actual gate itself. But very often the gate's made as it is. All you have to do is just put it into that little section, you know, send it through there. I also think an interesting shaggy speaks about over here the Urka Shabbos about an area that snaps on Shabbos. So now you've got a problem. Let's say you've got Tzuras HaPesach. You've got a frame, Tzuras HaPesach, you've got two posts up, and you've got a string across. And the mice, a lorry went underneath it on Shabbos, and it snapped the string. So that is possible now, like you've ruined your Tzuras HaPesach. Can you stick it together? Can you make a knot in it again together? So let's ignore knots, because a knot's a problem of kosher. Let's say, can you make not a proper kasher, let's say, avoid the problem of kasher. Can you do it in a way where there's not a knot? So he says, "Ein the sakel b'shavas the eir beina de amados hakonim koyim beina de kshius achut." It's the boina. It's a binyan because you now you made a halachic wall. This now is called halachically a wall. What you've done over here, or pesach, whatever you call it, it makes the partition a good partition. That may not be done on Shabbos. He says,
"It's not making the partition; it's just making a hesed."
Yeah, but that's important. How's that work? Yeah, but how's it work? What's the lumbus? How it works? Either it's a Pesach or a Pesach. All right, but it's got a din of a Pesach. It's got a din of a door. Without it, you can't carry this. You made like a wall. You've made a part of something which makes it kosher to carry in that you can't do. So what do you do on Shabbos if that happens?
Call out. You can't use it.
Machris. Got problems. Oh, yeah. You might actually have to call a goy. You'll have to ask a goy, actually, to do this. Interesting. You'll have to tell a non-Jew to fix it because that's called a Tzeich Rabim. So it's not an Issa Deraisa. It could be not an Issa Deraisa, whatever it is. Anyway, it is an Issa Deraisa to stop the Rabim doing an Avera. They will carry it. They don't realize. So in such a case, you're allowed to ask a non-Jew in such a case to fix the Eruv. Yeah, that's an interesting point over here. Because he calls it binyan. It's called binyan, this thing. It's a fixture. You're fixing the breakage, and therefore that's not allowed to be done on Shabbos. I must tell you, I don't see these anymore nowadays. Not maybe because of double glazing. It's changed. But it used to be in the old windows, you know, the ones that open up, not like double glazing, the wooden ones. It used to be like a window lock. You could put on, screw it on. You could screw the what's called the handle weight onto a screw, and then you turn the screw. Is that allowed to be done on Shabbos?
Again,
that's not part. That's not called it's not called joining of the building. It's clear that that's clear. It's independent. It's meant to be open and closed, and therefore there's no problem. It starts that on Shabbos. Sukkah roof. Let's speak about first of all, sukkah roof. What do you mean a sukkah roof? Yeah, but first of all, not on hinges. If it's not on hinges, then make that's another issa of oil. I see as oil on Shabbos, which is a separate prohibition that could be more chomer actually. If you haven't got, let's say you just put a canopy over, let's say for example, a roof, that could be a problem actually. That could be a problem because that's making a part, that's making a roof that could be a problem. One other thing to finish up with, also very interesting, these notice boards where you put pins in to stick a notice up. Let's say, can you do that on Shabbos? That's a very interesting question, actually. That's a claw lechayin halacha. Someone wants to play cricket on Shabbos, for example, yeah? So he goes to the garden, and he takes a cricket stump or whatever, and he sticks it into the ground. That is boina. Making a hole on Shabbos, even though you fill it up straight away, it's still called boina, or chayin, it's one or two in your garden, whatever it is, yeah? Because you've made a hole. Making a hole, he said at the beginning, is an old way of binyan. That's how you work. The fact that you blocked up the hole straight away doesn't help. It's still called binyan. Who are didn't the poskim say, interesting, when you put a drawing pin through a cork board, which is attached to the wall, that is all called mechumah lekarka. You've made a hole in a wall. It's like taking a nail and knocking a nail in a wall. Now, even though you could say this, everyone knows the statement is temporary, and we're going to take it out for a while, it's not going to stay there very long, the Maaseh Apostolim say that the Chosh should not be done on Shabbos. One should not do that on Shabbos. Okay, that's what you say.
Take it out.